Dictation for Pamela. Luendos is L-E-W-A-N-D, as in David, O-S, April 2746. Address as a letter to Dr. Lena, L-E-N-A, Whiteman, W-I, excuse me, is Whitman is W-I-D-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Whitman, consultation for Mrs. Luendos, Pamela, who has progressive renal failure, elevated calcium, comes accompanied with husband, Glenn, who is a retired university professor, organic chemistry. She has Parkinson's disease, followed through University of Michigan. There has been change of kidney function over the last 2 years. Baseline creatinine used to be around 1.1, 1.2, all the way until 2022. After that, fluctuating 1.1 to 1.3, and then progressively recent, June this year, 175, 161, July, 181, 151, with the last number, 164, if that will be a steady state representing a GFR in the upper 20s, lower 30s, stage 3 to 4. There has been also elevated calcium. That was intermittently elevated, dated back at least 2021, with workup for the most part negative, with normal to suppress, excuse me, with low normal to suppress PTH, negative for monoclonal protein, blood, urine, including negative monoclonality for free light change, more than twice tested over the last few months, has anemia with enlarged red blood cells to see Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. Oral intake has been poor since January, related to a fall from low blood pressure, postural hypotension from Parkinson or medications, with trauma to the jaw and fracture. She eats 3 small meals a day, favoring liquids. Presently, no reported nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, or esophageal reflux symptoms. There is some degree of constipation, but no blood melena. Urine clear, no cloudiness or blood. Last episodic infection more than a year ago. Over the last 5 years, however, 4 or 5 times. No blood, no kidney stones, no major incontinence. She's trying to push herself walking as much as possible, at least a mile a day. No gross edema, claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes. No severe neuropathy, no chest pain palpitations, no gross dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, no oxygen CPAP machine or inhalers. Blood pressure drops significantly on standing, and the dose of midodrine has been updated up to 15 milligrams 3 times a day, as well as recently added fludrocortisone. Otherwise, review system being done extensively negative. She denies calcium vitamin D supplementation. She denies anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, her past medical history for Parkinson's disease. Orthostatic severe postural blood pressure drop, denies diabetes, hypertension. There has been hyperlipidemia, heart murmur, but otherwise no coronary artery disease. no arrhythmia or pacemaker. Back in the 1970s, cardiac cath was done because of a concern for a septal defect, which was negative. Denies TIAs or a stroke, denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no chronic liver disease, no kidney stone, no gross hematuria, no pneumonia. Back in 2014-2015, she did have a fall, trauma to the neck, with a cervical fracture, also fracture of occipital condyle with an anterior cervical repair, as well as discectomy and fusion level C5-C6. There was also vertebral artery dissection that did not require any specific treatment. Next paragraph. Reported side effects to sulfa and shellfish. Next paragraph. Present medications, Lipitor vitamins, off the calcium vitamin D. Take Sinemet, Midodrine, Fludrocortisone. Next paragraph, surgical procedures, tonsils, cardiac cath for a heart murmur, a cyst removed from the left sinus maxillary area, left knee repair of a meniscus, bilateral inguinal hernia repair, and the C5-C6 spinal fusion as indicated above. Next paragraph, review system done. Next paragraph, on physical exam, very pleasant lady, way down to 100, used to be 110 over the last few years. Blood pressure by nurse 147.86. When I check, it was around 128 over 70. No gross tremors, minor degree of rigidity, no focal deficits, slow to answer, some degree of mask faces, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites tenderness, no gross edema. She was able, with minimal assistance, to get in and out of the stretcher. Next paragraph, chemistries. There is anemia 10.2, normal white blood cell platelets, large red blood cell MCV 100, ferritin in the low side 43, saturation normal 33, normal potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium elevated, fluctuating up to 11, liver function test normal, normal magnesium phosphorus, normal thyroid, TTH was suppressed less than 20, recently up to 35. Prior folic acid and B12 normal. Prior cortisol in June 22, which is normal, but July was low at 3.1. A CT scan of the head. Chronic fracture, left-sided maxillary sinus, right-sided mandibular ramus, and condylar process. has chronic small vessel ischemic changes. She has scoliosis, spinal stenosis, foraminal stenosis. Prior documented endometrial question polyps on an ultrasound. The last CT scan abdomen and pelvis with contrast is 2021. In that opportunity, the hernias that eventually were repaired. Kidneys, a simple cyst, left-sided, no obstruction. An ultrasound of the abdomen, also 2021. Question, a small hemangioma on the liver. There is hepatic cyst, some of them complex, no bile obstruction, normal spleen. Right kidney was normal 10.1 without obstruction, some cortical thinning. Left-sided was reported a small 8.5. No obstruction or stones. Question an angiomyolipoma on the right-sided. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease, presently stage 3 to 4. Urine shows no activity for blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Previously documented asymmetry between the right and the left kidney, the left being smaller. Consider repeating a kidney and bladder ultrasound. No prior reported urinary retention. She does have significant spinal stenosis, but not compromising bowel or bladder emptying, denies incontinence, no exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. She has no history of atherosclerosis. The small kidney on the left, etiology to be determined. Calcium contributing to the kidney abnormalities with, for practical purpose, suppressed PTH. I don't see studies for vitamin D125 or PTH-related peptide. More than once testing negative for plasma cell disorder monoclonality. Presently off calcium vitamin D. No evidence of thyroid overworking. There could be a component of a small vessel disease on the kidneys, again, not apparent on other vascular territories. At the same time, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. She's been treated for low blood pressure related to Parkinson or medications. We discussed about the using a compressing garment all the way from the toes up to the abdomen. Patient and husband, which is a retired chemistry professor at university, are looking in that direction. I answered all the questions. Given her weight loss and low blood pressure, we are not restricting salt or protein intake. No other dietary changes need to be done. as recent potassium acid-based calcium phosphorus are within normal range. He will see hematology for the macrocytosis and anemia. I will not be surprised if there is a component of bone marrow myelodysplasia. All questions were answered. Continue to follow enter dictation.